The Western Huddle Podcast with Ember, Zave and Tom for everything AFL. Thanks to our mates at RAC Insurance, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Tuesday the 16th of May, it's time for the Western Huddle. Thanks to Leachy for filling in the past couple of weeks. Let's go straight to it. Embers is dressed like he's going on a running session. I just found out outside.
A running session? He's wearing a woolen jumper.
He forgot he's running a half marathon this weekend.
You know when you commit to those big runs or adventures and at
because
the time...
Because you're a year out or 6 months out
like,
or something.
Yeah, a bit of a macho man. So sales come to us, said, listen, we've got the HBF run for a reason coming up. It's a 4K walk. It's a 4K jog. Would you like to do one of those? Yeah, no worries. But you know what? Put me down for the halfer.
Yeah.
They said, what, the half a marathon? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's this Sunday.
Sunday.
And I haven't been for a run.
Nah. And let me guess, I hope you got a big Saturday too on. Tell me there's a Bucks party or something.
Oh, we've got the footy.
We've got the footy on in the
early
afternoon,
finish,
which is great.
Early finish. Oh, I'll be sucking some tubes Saturday night.
No, but I will try to compete the half marathon on Sunday. And if I do get through, there's a fair chance I might be having a couple in the arbor.
So I've been doing...
What are you doing?
Well, I'm doing the forfa.
Is that a walk or a
jog? No, run. So we've been training.
Can we start together?
We've been running every Wednesday. Me and my 10 mates.
Yeah. Oh, good on you.
We get a beer a K.
Flab.
That's what we've been finishing at the pub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Flab to four?
Yeah.
Yeah, HBO. Flab to four.
Flab to four. There you go. So I'm going to go for a jog this morning after we do this. I'm going to try to get an hour. So that'll be probably...
Did you get your new runners?
I've got me Hockers. Actually, no, I think we're sponsored by Brooks, so no, we can't, can't mention the Hockers. But...
No, but so you get Brooks voucher. Brooks are good.
Brooks are real
Brooks
good.
Brooks are outstanding.
Yeah.
I've had a sore Achilles forever, but man, I feel like the Achilles has been as good as ever in a Brooks runner.
Remember Neil Brooks?
Nah.
Yeah.
He got himself a bit of strife, didn't he?
Oh, what did he do?
His footy show. Brooks's footy show.
Yeah. I've never heard of Brooks's footy show.
It was a gold. Did he win a gold medal at the Olympics?
Yes, a part of the green machine.
He was a swimmer.
Yeah. Freestyle, like a foursome kind of thing back in the swimming days. Then he was a Channel 7 news presenter, like the Barra back in the day.
What, in Perth or
in Perth?
Okay,
Perth,
well, so it wasn't an East Coast show then, Brooks' footy show.
No, it was like before Basil's footy show.
Right.
Was Brooks's footy show.
Okay. Yep.
And then he might have run into some trouble. Anyway,
okay.
Hope you're doing well, Brooksy.
Yes, all the best, Brooksy.
Let's go to some good news.
Anyway, the Brooks shoes are very good.
People are now Googling. Yeah, right. Everyone's Googling Brooksy now to see what happens.
The Dockers.
Yeah.
Are they back? A nice
They'll
win.
They'll beat Geelong this week.
Over
Put
Sydney.
It in the calendar. Timing. The price is gone. The price is gone. So too late there. But they're still the outsiders. They will beat Geelong on Saturday afternoon, 26 degrees here in Perth. We're going to get a good game of footy, and the Dockers have a reasonable record against the Cats over here from memory. Like we've got a couple of games where the Dockers have fought on pretty well. I think they get it done.
How quickly does it turn? 2 weeks ago, they were absolutely shot. And
are we sure that Sydney are much chopped, though, with no Rampy,
Sydney,
no McCartan brothers?
Yeah, they're going like a busted tyre right now.
They lost Mills and McDonald early, too. And the Marty Party. I'm a bigger Marty Party man. McDonald's on the screen as we speak with his injury. But I'm an Marty man. So, and it sounds silly because he hasn't done a great deal. But I think he's ready to go. So they've lost a few, and Bud's obviously aging, etc.
They're probably unlucky Fremantle at the start of the season, getting St Kilda so hot, North Melbourne so hot. When you look at those teams North Melbourne,
excuse
they've
that.
Dropped off.
Have you run here? Did you run here?
Mate,
are you delirious?
Mate, North Melbourne at the start of the year, if you ever weren't going to get North Melbourne, it was the first.
You got one there?
It was the first week.
Can you blow slow?
It was the first week.
Yeah, but still,
right.
It's North Melbourne,
first game.
That's like giving West Coast
unlucky,
an excuse to
unlucky.
Lose
but
to
in
North
saying
Melbourne.
That, right now, Geelong are probably gettable too. So.
Yeah, no, Geelong are gettable. Just simply looking on the weekend, they're playing more kids than you probably give Geelong credit, thinking that they.
Well, Richmond had more premiership players in their team than Geelong did on the weekend.
There you go.
There you go. That's a good one by you, Tom.
Yeah, so.
I stole that. So the big thing for this weekend is they can dominate in the ruck. Because Sean Darcy was
He was brilliant, wasn't he, on the weekend?
And Geelong really don't have
it's an audition
ruckman.
For Darce.
Yeah.
According to
According to
contracted to
end of next year.
There's a lot of stuff.
Seems like the Luke Jackson as well, inside forward 50 and playing a little bit of pinch sort of pinch hitting on ball as well and doing a little bit of rucking. He looks like his last 3 or 4 weeks, he's really starting to come to the party a bit.
I don't mind the stories around Sean Darcy and Geelong. That's fine because there's plenty of people talking about Tim English coming to West Coast.
Of course. And it's an obvious link. He's a Cobden lad, Sean Darcy. Cobden, unbelievable footy factory.
Yeah.
Ben Cunnington, Sam Walsh, The Merritt Boys. So where? Tiny town.
Whereabouts?
It's in the Geelong district.
Would it be the Northampton of?
Very similar. They're very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very similar types of players. I think there's a couple of captains. Well, there's sort of three captains running around out there at one stage, and Ben Cunnington was filling in. Mm.
So Sean Darcy was outstanding, but the man who copped it at the start of the year, the unicorn up front, looks like a different player.
Yeah, he's got confidence. He's up and about. He's moving well. And that's the thing, you know, you go inside forward 50, you start to believe in yourself, start to clunk a couple. So he's starting to get back to that form that we saw him play at Melbourne. Caleb Sarong, outstanding. Brayshaw definitely looks like his last 3 weeks. He's covering the ground a lot better. Jager O'Meara had another really good game.
A lot on the captain this week.
Yeah.
Bud's not going as well as Bud's ever gone. I think Bud's slowing down.
He's been better the past couple of weeks.
No, he's got Hawkins or Cameron.
Yeah.
So if you get that done, then you're away.
Do you know how I told you I had that multi of on the weekend, the super mega multi?
Yeah,
of
like 38 legs or whatever.
And players, it's happened every weekend. First game, Jezza one goal, which leaves Oscar Allen as the only player to get two goals.
He got that goal late then, eh, Jezza?
Mm.
Yeah, had one.
So Frio, I think they are. I think who would you tip?
I'm probably leaning towards Geelong still.
But Geelong got these players playing who didn't play in their premiership side. Henry, Dempsey, Radaglia, Simpson, Bruin, Nevitt.
Dangerfield's not out there.
No danger. Segler. There's seven names of players that you're not. Yeah, they're in.
Have a look at their side, I think, on Thursday when it comes out, Geelong, and see if they've got any people coming in from that loss against Richmond. Frio definitely going well. And you know what? They probably, as you said, the price is probably gone. And I don't blame the punters for having a crack at Fremantle.
There was three something at the start of the
week. Oh, was there? Yeah, okay. No, I'd definitely be looking at Frio with a head start anyway.
The other guy who went good in the weekend, Lachie Schultz. He's a
good player, Schultzy.
No wonder Hawthorn circled pretty aggressively 12 months ago.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had a great season either.
No, he's been slow.
He looks like he's been. He was dead 2 weeks ago. Remember the poor bastard couldn't get off the field because Fife wasn't ready to come back on, and ribs and everything was going on.
They subbed Josh Tracy. I thought they probably should have just given Schultzy a spell.
Are we convinced with Fremantle, right? So they've got Tab sitting in injured, done.
They're better without him.
Yeah. Are we. Never miss.
Amos, yeah, very good. I like him.
Are we Jai Amos and Tracy to the end with Jackson doing the subs
Mate,
in?
They're kids. 20 years of age.
But are they the two you're sticking there now? Yeah.
Jai Amos is.
Get the kahuna in.
Jai Amos has taken, marks inside forward 50. Never miss. But then saying that, he's sprayed by 30 metres out directly in front. Poor kids. I like Tracy. He runs hard. He
adds a toughness that I don't reckon Freo had. No, I don't say they're not tough, but he has the. If you're a defender, and if Mitch Duncan on the weekend and he might be playing off half back and he reads it so well, I'd just keep an eye on where the kahuna's coming from because he's not going to slow and he's one of those players that will rarely get through a season unsuspended. Like he will fly at everything and get it wrong one in 20. He might get it slightly wrong and be late or whatever it is. But I reckon he's important, and I reckon he allows the defenders to think where he's coming from.
And I know the game has changed, but still, if you know you've got someone like, big Josh Tracy that's going to run through you, you might just sort of be thinking maybe not stand there. Not like the days where, Jonathan Brown, I remember going back there a couple of times, right, and I'd be standing, sort of half back by myself, and Brownie would go, Amos, just a little bit to your left, That's it, right there, Amos. I'm coming straight for you. You stand right there. I'm going to come straight
for you. And what did you say?
Oh, just move to the right. Yeah. but that was the intimidation part.
Jonathan Brown, my first ever game, I played in the back line, said, wouldn't stand there, kid. Wouldn't stand there. Get where do you want me, mate?
The forward discussion then shows that I reckon Frio are 2 to even 3 years ahead of schedule of hitting their peak.
Who's that?
Frio. So they need Amos and Tracy to get 50 or 60 games in their forward line before they'll really hit that, the top line to compete for a premiership.
Oh, minimum. And I'm still not convinced they're both going to be superstars, but they need a play to make it, for decisions to be made.
And so Jackson will be about 100.
And you can say, there's a connection piece issue, and you can say it's the backs, but the reality is, their front half, if they can fix that piece to the puzzle, they are a genuine threat.
So I still reckon they need to bring someone in.
But you could, what, pay someone else? Which might mean someone has to go out.
Yeah.
Geelong at home, Melbourne away, a bye.
You know, if they can be 1-1 at that, they'd take it.
Well, we said 2 out of 3. So Sydney, Geelong, and Melbourne, if you win 2 out of 3,
bye, then Richmond at home, the Giants away.
Richmond at home, I can see them, and I know you're not a Richmond fan. I just reckon their back line's starting to get back together. Like, that's Baker, Rioli, and Short. Like, as halfback bounce, bit of speed.
Short's been really good.
I think Richmond are definitely gettable at home, though. For,
No, but I don't think they're the easy walk over the top.
No.
Tom Lynch might be back by then. You know, it's going to be tight towards that. The 80 in there at the moment, I thought, was going to be unchanged. Now there's a little bit of, you know, Richmond showed signs clipping Geelong on the weekend. Frio showed signs. St Kilda got pumped by Tenfa. There's enough going on to keep us interested, which is great.
Yeah. And Carlton are just going like a busted.
Ooh. Can they play finals now? I don't think
they
can.
No, I think they'll get it right.
You reckon?
I just don't want to see Harry kick any more snaps.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez, let's move across to the West Coast Eagles, who are playing the Harley Reid Cup this weekend against Hawthorn. There's a chance this could be the lowest scoring game in AFL history.
I still think there's a chance North Melbourne slip into that spot.
Yeah. Well, they're going
just
horrible.
As bad.
Yeah. Horrible.
And but then, they've won 2 games.
No, well, so on the weekend, so someone's going to go up there. Yeah. And then
the Eagles play North later in the year again.
Where's that game at?
It'll be here because they played them away.
I know.
So Sam Mitchell's got COVID, the coach of Hawthorn.
Is COVID like a thing now, or is it just 3 or 4 days and he's back?
I think he can just go back.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of has he.
You reckon he's trying to hang around the players a bit more?
All of a sudden he's just French kissing Sicily. Yeah, come here, big sis.
Speaking of Sicily, does he play this weekend?
Yeah, why?
I just, you know, could be a little out with his comments about Tassie and.
It might be an opportunity to manage him.
He's the captain.
Yeah, but, you know, I
don't think cares too much about what his comments did.
Sicily, Mike, if he doesn't play, he might come out and just say that his safety's in jeopardy.
I think he felt like he might have been misquoted. I mean, what are Tasmania talking about? Is it Labor that are coming?
Opposition,
If they come in, the team's scrapped anyway. So
yeah,
we've done all the bells and whistles and backslapping and ass patting, but if the government gets turned, the team's done.
Nah, it's still the contract's been written, isn't it?
No, mate, I'm telling you, the Premier of Tasmania tweeted 15 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Really sad to hear confirmation this morning that the opposition would bin our AFL team if given the chance.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That has just opened up a can of worms, hasn't it?
So, mate, sis is sitting there going, stick that. Your own people don't want to live here.
That's so what happens if the construction of the new stadium
gets built? Mate,
there's four blokes out there with shovels.
But in 60 years' time, they walk past and go, oh, what's that site, Dad? I said, oh, that was the 19th team, apparently.
Well, I tell you who they shouldn't.
They're now the Joondalup Jaguars or something.
They shouldn't hire the mob they've put in charge of redeveloping Belmont. That's who you don't use.
Belmont, what's happening there?
Yeah, is going on there?
Well, they sold it 13 years ago and it's still sitting the same way.
Yeah, good patch of land to have, though.
It is.
The Golden Group or something.
The Golden Group,
So the Harley Reid Cup has been talked about for this kid who could be the next kind of superstar of the game, Harley Reid. Got a concussion on the weekend playing in the AFL Rising Star.
Knee to the chops.
He's been kind of compared to a Dusty Martin or basically an inside mid with speed that's good by foot as well.
Yep.
So my question for you is, if you can end up taking him, are you taking a future star of the game?
Yep.
Or if you could get 2 picks and a player, if you're West Coast, are you trying to get more players in than just the one?
I think West Coast are in a position now where they need to build a squad. Their depth is lacking. So I think they'd certainly look at potentially passing that number one pick on
if they could get two in the top ten.
I'd take one top five.
3 and 7 or something.
One top 10.
Yeah.
And I want a player under 24 that could be a gun.
And also they're going to get probably 19, 20 as well.
Yeah.
So it's
you're going to have to play overs. If you want someone who's been talked up as being better than Will Ashcroft, a team's going to have to give you a godfather package.
Yeah. And it's going to always be that fear.
Well, Adelaide offered, 3 firsts for Horne Francis? I don't think they were high first, or maybe one high and 2 back end. It's going to have to be a really good deal. Yeah. And at the moment, the only club is the Giants. They've got 3-7, I think.
Number one draft pick doesn't mean success.
No, absolutely not.
I think there's been two in the last 20 years that have won a flag from memory.
Yep.
Hawthorne captain, Luke Hodge.
Yep.
Can you think of the other one?
Number one draft pick.
Last 20 years. If you're Googling it, Tommy.
I did a study. I wrote it all down.
Sure. Adam Cooney won a Brownlow. Nah.
So Goddard, no. Cooney, no. Yeah, it's a long list. Riewoldt, no.
Nah, Bryce Gibbs, no.
Goddard, Cooney.
Mark Murphy, no.
Delidio, no. Bryce Gibbs, as you said, no. Cruiser, no. Jack Watts, no. Scully, no. Swallow, no. Patton, no. Whitfield, no. Tom Boyd.
Boydy.
And then he was out. There you go.
At the Bulldogs.
Of course he was number one draft
pick. So he left. So
had the game of his life in the 16 grand final, didn't he?
Yeah, Paddy McCartan, Wiedering, McGrath, Rayner, Sam Walsh, Matt Rowell. It does not translate to success. So, see what they do with it.
But they're all, a lot of those guys have been still good, solid
stars,
players.
Superstars.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It'd be interesting to go back in the last 20 years and have a look at the number one draft pick. So there wouldn't be many guys that you would take number one again if you had your time again.
I did the last 20 years of the number one draft picks and whether you would take them again.
Yeah. And who'd you have?
The only one that would probably, and you could debate two of them. So in 2003, Adam Cooney went one.
Yep.
David Munyee went later that year.
I'm sure there would have been a few other guys in there.
And the one that they could debate is in 2018, Sam Walsh went one. The two after were Rankin and King. You could debate you'd probably take either of them on because they are harder to find that kind of player.
Luke Hodges.
King's will probably one. Yeah, Luke Hodge end up being not the best player, but the most successful.
Four flags, two Norm Smiths.
Hawthorn wouldn't have changed anything.
Nah.
So in 2004, Delidio. Then it became Buddy. Mark Murphy, Pendles at 5, JK at 4. Gibbs, could have had Joel Selwood. Cruiser, could have had Danger. Mm. Watts, no way. Scully, no way. Swallow, no. So
it goes on pretty quick.
I remember the late 90s, West Coast decided to go with pick 4, David Antonowitz, and there was a guy called Adam Good sort of sitting there, but they went with Big Tonner instead.
Yeah. It's Big Tonner.
So the research tells you
big left footer.
That you should.
Was he good?
Well, I think he lasted 2 years, I think.
Okay. Yeah. That you should trade the pick.
But it's also a bit of hope, but I wouldn't be too fussed. You just need many kids in there, and you need 1 year contracts for the players that are old. Charlo on that. No 2 years. Sorry. Put the gun away. List managers have a bit of a tougher decision there, I would have thought. And then bring kids in and keep bringing them in.
So the injuries continue. Jermaine Jones has got an eye, but he should be okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
What do you think about them playing him forward? Was that
an eye or a nose?
Weird? Broken nose, but he should be okay to play. Why do you think they would have played him forward when he's been one of their top players down back?
Nah. I think just trying some creativity.
Trying something? Dark
yeah,
board job.
Nah, that was just, I don't know who got that over the line, but go and pay him a truckload because that was just one of the most strangest decisions personally.
The other's Jack Darling. He's got a fractured arm.
Yep.
3 to 5, they reckon. So that's similar to what Josh Rotham did. And I think he was back playing after.
Put a plate in
or
whatever
weeks.
They do and away you go.
Put an arm guard on.
Remember Matty Lloyd when he broke his arm and then he wore like a bloody guard over his arm that made it like metal?
Yeah. I heard on the weekend that West Coast are going to be having three players having surgery this week.
From that game.
From the game, yeah. So I was just trying to think potentially what they would. Who
would
they
Darling
be?
Arm.
Darling yeah. arm.
Maybe Jermaine Jones
Maybe
had
Jermaine's
the nose.
Who's
straightened.
The other one? It'd be interesting to see what happens on Thursday.
So you've got a little bit of a.
I just heard
throw
a whisper.
Us a name.
Give us someone.
I heard a whisper.
What your whisper was three people and you go, oh, I'm not going to ask any more questions. Give us a name. Give us a name.
You know. You can tell by your face. 100% no.
What sort of position?
Yeah, give us a...
I didn't ask any questions.
Oh, that is...
Mate,
do you work in the media?
You've rubbed your nose every time you've said that.
All right, let's go. It's been 20 minutes.
I just made that up.
I'm not sure what to believe. There's every chance you've just made that up.
I'm going for a run, boys.
Good luck on the weekend.
Right. Yeah. So am I, mate, actually.
Good on you.
Just a little four-piece.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M, Perth.